Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Okay, well, there's two interesting findings really out today from ESRI reports right across much of the broadsheets. We're going to start with The Independent, though, and their headline this morning: families face €3,000 tax bill on fuel and heating. The paper's environment editor, Paul Melia, reporting that households face an annual carbon tax bill of at least €3,000 unless the government introduces a raft of new measures to try and reduce emissions and to tackle climate change. Now, this tax bill figure, which could rise to nearly as much as about 4,500, according to The Independent this morning, comes nearly just after a week after the Taoiseach pledged to actually cut taxes worth €3,000 to the average worker if Fine Gael was re-elected to government. This ESRI report, the Economic and Social Research Institute finding, has actually outlined now how the carbon tax will have to increase from €20 per tonne today to between €300 by 2024 and €470 by 2030 if we are to meet the legally binding reduction targets and also to avoid massive fines as well. And if imposed, the changes will result in hefty increases in home heating bills and also actually in motoring costs, which of course will affect many of you out on the roads travelling to or from work this morning. We're going to stay though with another ESRI report that's out today, and it's on the front of the Irish Times this morning. It though is all about housing, and you heard about it there at the start of the news bulletin as well. The headline in the paper today: more foreign workers needed to meet housing demands. Owen Burke Kennedy reporting that basically Ireland is going to need an influx of foreign workers to meet the state's housing targets. That's the finding from the ESRI study, and that it also warns that may add to rental pressures and housing demand generally in the short term. According to the Irish Times, in this research paper that's basically been assessing the capacity of the economy to try and cope with a big upturn in construction activity, the ESRI says employment in construction is relatively high and actually growing fast. And according to figures from the CSO just published yesterday, there's actually been a 14% jump in the number of people working in the construction sector over the past 12 months. But the number, of course, of new homes been built remains low, as well as basically pretty shy of the level actually needed to meet the annual demand. And according to Dr. Kieran Quinn of the ESRI, who's quoted in the front of this piece in the Times this morning, he's quoted as saying that this suggests that employment in construction would have to increase to elevated levels in order for increased housing supply to be provided. Two interesting reports, and I'm sure there'll be lots of commentary and reaction to those as well here on News Talk throughout the course of the day. We're going to turn our attention though to something a little bit different, and it's to the Irish Examiner next this morning. Their headline: Justice, Protect Victims in Rape Trials. The Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, has now called for strict limits on how alleged rape and sexual assault victims are treated in court. Of course, this is after the public backlash over what's been described really as aggressive legal tactics in high-profile cases. And Charlie Flanagan said that he wants the full-blooded defence team tactics to be re-examined as part of a wider court's review that's going to be set up and also published next month amid warnings that courts are actually re-abusing victims. And speaking as the government launched the second Sexual Abuse and Violence in Ireland report, which will begin early next year and to conclude then in 2023, Charlie Flanagan said that while he recognises the fundamental constitutional right to a defence, there are genuine concerns over how people are treated in the courtroom. And we'll actually be hearing from Charlie Flanagan on News Talk Breakfast just after 8 o'clock this morning. To the Times Ireland edition next, their headline today. This is in relation to this last-ditch effort to stop the Kremlin candidate, the paper says, to become the next head of Interpol. America has now joined with a number of European countries last night in this 11th-hour attempt to stop Alexander Pravchuk, who's a veteran of Russia's Interior Ministry, from becoming the next head of Interpol. And that'll be a story to watch out for later today. To the tabloids next, the Daily Mail this morning: U-turn on revenue's sneaky tax grab. That's the paper's headline. The government last night said a so-called tax grab targeting tens of thousands of workers wouldn't happen for another year amid a furious backlash. To the Sun next, their headline: Stardust exclusive, Christie, we need justice. Christy Moore has vowed to never give up fighting for the Stardust families, and the singer joined protesters in Dublin yesterday calling for a new inquest, of course, into the nightclub blaze back in 1981, which claimed 48 lives. To the Star and the Herald, both leading with the same story this morning. Their headline, cleared of violent partner's murder, and tears as Des is cleared of a lover's murder as well, relating to a court case that emerged yesterday. And just finally for the moment, the Irish Daily Mirror, their headline today, teed off, and this is a story relating to sports funding being allocated to golf clubs as well, and more on that story in the Irish Daily Mail this morning. There's a few other bits as well just actually worth watching out for too today, and it's back to the Irish Times next. On the front of the paper, abortion legislation could be delayed. Jennifer Bray reporting that concerns are growing now that the government's proposed abortion legislation won't actually pass through the Oireachtas in time for its planned introduction date in the Dáil in January. And the Dáil was originally scheduled to debate the bill next Tuesday and Wednesday, but this has now actually been pushed back until late on Wednesday, with another short debate the following day. Senior government sources have admitted that the time frame is becoming tight and that a number of late night sittings may actually have to be scheduled in a bid to get the bill to the Seanad before the Christmas recess. Also in the Times as well today, and it's actually on page 6, it's relating to broadband, and of course a story that we've been talking about time and time again. Broadband tender process set to continue. The paper's political editor Pat Leahy reporting this morning that the independent auditor's report into the tender process for the state's rural broadband contract is expected to find that the process has not been fatally damaged by meetings between the sole remaining bidder and the former Minister for Communications. The paper is reporting high-level sources on that, and the report by the auditor Peter Smith was delivered to the government in recent days and is being reviewed by the Attorney General as well, and more on that story in the Irish Times today as well. Just one or two other bits too, just to flag with you this morning. Dublin's unfair city, according to people who move over to Dublin. It's in page 10 of the Daily Mail today. Dublin has been rated among the worst cities to live in by foreign workers, according to the Expat City Ranking Survey for this year. The capital ranked just 66th out of 72 international cities surveyed. And just very finally for this morning, we want to hear from you on this, and I know we swore we wouldn't talk about Christmas for at least another week, but old-fashioned Christmas traditions becoming a thing of the past. It's in the Independent. Things like the much-loved Christmas traditions, eggnog, pennies in the pudding, carol singing, apparently they're practically just something that actually never happen anymore. It's according to a new study. Even things like tipping the paperboy, bin men, and watching a James Bond film on the 25th of December, they're no longer central parts of the Christmas festive routine. We want to know, is that the case? Do you bother with these kind of old-fashioned Christmas traditions anymore? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Still to come, as the British Prime Minister travels to Brussels later for talks with the European Commission President, we'll be going to the UK to talk to Sky's Enda Brady.
On News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.